KQED.
A place called...
What?
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 Como?
What?
Starting directions to you bet.
Now we've got another in our series, a place called What? About California places with bizarre or surprising names. Listener Danielle Smith of San Francisco emailed us asking about another gold rush town, a place called You Bet off Highway 174 in Grass Valley. So we got in touch with a guy named Dan Brady, who has deep roots in this community that's no longer really a town. His father was born and raised there, and now Brady lives in San Mateo, but he's been visiting You Bet at least once a year since he was a kid. We called him to find out just how You Bet got its name.
The story goes that there were people, mostly miners, they established a town around a local bar, and they decided they needed a name for the town. The senior gentlemen of the town got together and met at the bar. After a period of time, the gentlemen couldn't agree on what the name of the town would be, and bartender was getting a little tired of having to pour so many drinks and said, look, the next thing anybody says, that's the name of this town. And one of the fellows piped up and said, You Bet. And they said, that's it. You Bet. You Bet was in a place where hydraulic mining took place. My grandfather worked for the mines, and when my dad came along, he also worked in the mines as a teenager, really. We'd go up and visit the holidays and things like that, and my dad would take us around and, well, it looked like the moon, really. It was a gravelly, rocky, very little vegetation. You know, nobody's mined it in any serious manner since the 1930s. And now there's trees that are, you know, 70, 80 years old, and there was a long time there weren't many animals out there. Now you see deer and bear and mountain lion, foxes, and things like that, because the forest is reclaiming it. It's coming back.
That interview with Dan Brady was produced by Bianca Taylor. Email us your ideas for unusual California place names, calreport@kqed.org.